This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
And welcome to this edition of the Gun Owners News Hour. Today I want to talk about a subject that our dear leader has spoken to about from time to time. He has addressed Islam, but apparently it's something that has befuddled him, and he hasn't been able to deal with it. I'm not sure exactly what his official position is, but unofficially it would appear that he is rather supportive of the more radical Islamic governments. And when one collapsed in Egypt, he was holding some egg on his face because the military stepped in and took the government away from an Islamist, Mohamed Morsi. And had the president go silent on Egypt. He hadn't had, that I know of, anything hardly to say at all about that country because he's rather disappointed that they're no longer radical Islam. It's a bunch of generals that got themselves elected after a coup. And it just seems that, with the exception of Egypt, everywhere the president has been involved, he's worked to benefit the radical element of Islam. And I guess that's not to say that he didn't work to benefit them in Egypt. It's just that he lost. God seems to have rather a sense of humor. In a book entitled A Wind in the House of Islam, we read about country after country after country where Muslims are becoming Christian sometime without a missionary within 100 miles. And it's something which is clearly a phenomenon of our time. As David Garrison notes in his book, A Wind in the House of Islam, this is really unprecedented. Before the 20th century, there just was hardly any evidence of people leaving Islam, sometimes at great sacrifice, at great cost, to become Christian. And it's in spite of oftentimes any human effort, either to foster it or, in the case of our dear leader, to hinder it. David Garrison, thanks for putting together this account in A Wind of the House, in the House of Islam. I was quite taken with it to see how across the globe there are just so many places where people are coming to profess Christianity. Sometimes profess probably has to be whispered because of the danger in some Islamic countries of being known as a Christian, but it's happening all the same. And for that very reason about the danger in some places, probably what we know, as you point out, is underreported, and we likely don't have an idea of just how widespread this movement is. Thanks very much for being with us today.
Well, thank you, Larry. It's a privilege to get to share some good news from the Muslim world.
You betcha. It was a privilege to be able to hear it, to read about it, because I have on occasion thought, well, this is hopeless. But that's not the case at all.
Well, there is a power in the gospel of Jesus Christ that sometimes it takes seeing it in the most unlikely of places for us to realize that we serve a risen Lord who is at work through his Holy Spirit, as he promised that he would convict the world of guilt in regard to sin, righteousness, and judgment. And, Larry, that's exactly what we're finding, that Muslims are a part of the world. And as such, the Holy Spirit is at work in their communities, awakening them to their need for salvation, for the lack of salvation that they find within their own religion, within their own civilization.
Yeah.
So Christ is providing them a way out.
I was struck by the many times you reported in the book, A Wind in the House of Islam, that the Quran talks a lot about Jesus, but it certainly doesn't provide any knowledge whatsoever in the context of Muhammad of how to be saved, of how to know that you have eternal life. And so somebody who excludes what it says about Jesus in the Quran is really left quite hopeless. And yet there are those that have read all the Quran, and they have come away becoming Christians because of all the things that it says about Jesus. Apparently, you or somebody counted there are some almost 30 titles given to Jesus. I don't know exactly what they were, but I can imagine Almighty God and things like that. Nothing
quite
like that.
That far.
Yeah, but nothing like that is given to Muhammad.
Well, that's exactly right. And sadly, so many Muslims who read the Quran, revere the Quran, even memorize the Quran, don't really understand it in the Arabic language that it was written in, a 7th or 8th century Arabic that really no one speaks today. And so they end up memorizing something that doesn't make sense to them. What's happening today began in 1982. King Fahd of Saudi Arabia decided it would be a good idea for Muslims to have the Quran in their own language. Consequently, he set up a big translation center in Saudi Arabia, and they began translating the Quran into languages around the world. I think he believed it would help advance the cause of Islam. In fact, we're finding that it's actually undermining Islam everywhere as Muslims read, most of them for the first time in their lives, the words of the Quran in an intelligible language. And it's as they read it, they discover that Muhammad himself was a sinner who needed salvation and hoped that someday Allah would resurrect him and bring him to heaven. Jesus, on the other hand, was one who is counted as one of the righteous, who is in heaven with Allah today, they say, in heaven with Allah, and will come back someday to judge all of humanity, those that have died and those that are still living.
You report that some of the converts, have said, well, Jesus rose from the dead, Muhammad's still in the ground.
That's exactly right. And so they're careful not to criticize Muhammad. Many will even say, you know, Muhammad did the best he could. Or they'll say, Muhammad was a person just like me. He needed salvation, too.
I'll agree to that.
And with Jesus, they found their salvation. And it was striking and really surprised me when I heard so many say that, you know, when I read the Quran, I realized I was lost. Because the Quran told me not to sin, and it told me there was judgment for those who sinned. I knew I had sinned, and it gave me no way out of that. But it did talk about Jesus. It sort of elevated him. He's born of a virgin. He did miracles. He was one of the righteous ones. A lot of positive things it said. He's going to judge the world someday. And those things led them to investigate Jesus more fully, and that led them to the New Testament.
I just thought of an analogy as you're describing the dilemma that the Muslim finds when he reads the Quran. He needs to be saved. Muhammad gives him no information about that, and yet Jesus clearly is the way. It's as if all you know is Islam. It's like the Roach Hotel. You can enter, but you can never get out.
Yeah.
You're trapped.
That's well put. Islam has, I tell people, it's like a highway with on-ramps only. You can come on, but you can't exit. And when they do exit, and that's what's so striking about the stories in my book, A Wind in the House of Islam, over 1,000 stories of Muslim background believers, each one of them is saying, with their baptism, they're saying, even if they kill me, I will follow Jesus. It means that much to them. No one here in the West, you know, has to face that kind of a price.
Very, very few people. Yeah, that's extraordinary.
That's exactly right. Now, in fact, we even get rewarded. You know, I married the prettiest girl in the youth group because I was following Jesus. When you're in the Muslim world, it's not that way. You know, you're saying, because it is a capital offense for a Muslim to convert from Islam. And so these who have boldly followed him in baptism are saying that they count being right with God, being right with Christ, even more important and more valuable than their own lives.
talking about Islam, about Muslims becoming Christian, in A Wind in the House of Islam by David Garrison. You can find it at windinthehouse.org. We're going to be right back with more about this great subject.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Well, as I pointed out at the very beginning of our discussion in today's show, the President of the United States has often, to me anyway, indicated that he will do anything that he can to promote Islamic governments, the more radical the better. He was evidently distressed that some kind of nominal Muslims took over in Egypt, military that got themselves elected after their coup. But beyond that, you don't see very much happening that goes in a direction that would be comforting to those of us in the West, except things that are totally outside the control of any man anywhere, and in the most unlikely places, in the most strict Muslim societies, you nevertheless find indications, and sometimes rather numerous ones, and sometimes only individual cases, of Muslims becoming Christian, often because God spoke directly to them. Can't get a missionary in there? Well, that doesn't seem to be a problem for Jesus Christ, who gets through all boundaries. And many are the Muslim that have come to Christ because he spoke to them in a dream, perhaps even more than once. I myself know a woman, lives in the Northern Virginia area, who came from a Muslim country, and as a girl had had at least two dreams where Jesus said to her, "Follow me." And she is now a practicing Christian here in the United States. And apparently her story is just one of, David, would you say millions?
Probably so. You know, the sad thing when we think about this, Larry, I had someone ask me one time, why are Muslims suddenly having so many dreams and visions about Jesus? And I said, the tragedy is they may have been having these dreams and visions for 1,400 years, you know, since the very beginning. But what's different today is that now they can go to the Internet. They can log onto a website. They can download scriptures, New Testament, in their own language. They can watch a Jesus film in their own language. They may
it
have
sort
a
of makes
in the West.
Smuggling Bibles is now perhaps not quite as urgent, because all you have to do is give people an Android or an iPhone, and they get on the Internet with that, and boom, they've got the Bible in their own dialect, not just their own language. It's extraordinary.
Well, it is extraordinary. There's still a number of languages that have yet to have Scripture in their own language, largely because so many Muslims are non-literate. We're finding that we've got to provide it not only in written format, but oftentimes in audio format. So ministries such as Faith Comes by Hearing, which produces audio cassettes and digital recordings of the gospel, or Jesus Film, or another one that's recently come out called Stories of God in Arabic, where people can see the stories right out of the Bible.
That's another thing, by the way, that struck me was the number of times that you mentioned, and I'm sure that that was only scratching the surface, the number of times that the Jesus film has been used to bring people to Jesus Christ. I know that I have been where it has been shown in villages where the only movie people had ever seen in their life was the Jesus film. And so both for that kind of technical reason, wow, you know, what is this, all these people on this two-dimensional screen, but the message, of course, itself, in their own language, is
right.
Just an overwhelming experience for so many people. I've been in the boondocks of Latin America, Central America, where the Jesus film is like a conquering army, and never a bullet is fired.
Well, the power is in the gospel itself, of course, and the Jesus film is really nothing more than a visual portrayal of the Gospel of Luke.
Exactly, almost literally word for word. Yeah,
it really is, and that's what's so powerful. We've got to not give up on getting the light of the gospel into every corner of the Muslim world, because Islam really works hard to keep it out. Islamic societies, Sharia law, work hard to suppress the proclamation of the gospel. And what we're
asking
today,
questions can be a dangerous enterprise in a Sharia law society.
It can indeed. And this, again, is where things like the Internet are circumventing that censor that so many Muslims have experienced for centuries. One of the fellows we talked to, Larry, who had a satellite television program, he loved dialoguing with Muslims who would call in, and he would respond to their questions. And when he didn't have an answer or when they were at a stalemate, he would say, consult Saint Google. Saint Google. In other words, look it up for yourself. And nowadays, things are possible that just weren't possible before.
Yeah, there apparently is a fantastic audience, probably more people attending church over the internet than almost any other way. It's tremendous the reach that the internet has had, and for all the bad things that come across the internet, the power of the gospel is being carried in a mighty way over this this internet that may be in somebody's back pocket in their handheld device.
Well, it is amazing. It's like so many things. It can be used for good or it can be used for bad. And we just pray that the good will outdo the bad. Let me just mention another thing that's been very, very important in this process of Muslims coming to Christ is the prayer of God's people, Christians everywhere who take the time to stop and pray for Muslims, even when that's unnatural, even when that's counterintuitive. We watch the news, and our inclination is, and I certainly feel it as well, is to curse this evil that we see rather than stopping and praying for the people who live in the midst of that evil.
It takes a little discipline.
They're suffering so much more from this than we are. You know, we'll get a terrorist attack every now and then. For them, it's every day. Every day. And it's that very violence in their own communities that's causing many of them to say, this cannot be God's perfect will for us. There must be another way. So even in the darkest places, we're finding that where sin abounds, grace abounds all the more. But we need to pray to that end because I think our prayers are making a difference.
One of the strategies that Christians have adopted in some of the Muslim countries is to remain a Muslim in practice, even while being a Christian in belief, worshiping Isa, I guess is the way they would pronounce Jesus' name in many other languages, but yet outwardly perhaps going to mosque. You talked about a sheikh. A leader in a mosque, a man up front, I think the word means, who nevertheless is a Christian. And you point out that's kind of like being in special forces. That's dangerous.
It is dangerous. Islam and Christianity, let me just say, are incompatible. There's
Why don't
no
you
way
hold that
world.
Thought about incompatibility right
okay.
here? We'll have plenty to talk about when we get back on incompatibility of the two great faiths. A Wind in the House of Islam is David Garrison's book. Most encouraging to read what God is doing in spite of all the obstacles that have been put up to the gospel. We're going to be back in very short order.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
DarkCityDefense.com was born in Black Mountain, at the foot of the Black Mountain Range in North Carolina. From the Dark City, as it's affectionately been named, we've built an online firearms pro store that boasts a vast range of firearms, optics, and outdoor supplies. With aggressively low everyday pricing and a free gift pack with every firearms purchase, DarkCityDefense.com is committed to Tier 1 customer service and overcoming darkness by turning on the light of liberty. Find the light in our logo and find out more at DarkCityDefense.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
David Garrison has written a really encouraging book, A Wind in the House of Islam. And it's about how God is drawing Muslims around the world in many different countries and cultures to faith in Jesus Christ. What men have not been able to do, God himself is doing in many cases without any human agency being involved whatsoever. It's an extraordinary account of lives being changed in spite of incredible barriers that have been thrown up against the gospel of Jesus Christ. We were beginning to talk about the incompatibility of Christianity and Islam when we went into the break. I guess there's a lot of people who are perhaps only nominal Christians who tend to want to be syncretistic, that can't we all just get along? Don't all religions lead to the same conclusion? And yet you're saying, and I think a lot of Muslims have figured out, there's a fundamental incompatibility between the two.
Well, that's a good way of putting it. You know, theologically, the two are incompatible. When the very core of the Christian faith is that God took on flesh and lived among us, and that is the very core of what Islam regards as one of the worst sins you can commit, which is to associate someone with God. And so at the very heart, the two are theologically incompatible. It doesn't mean that we can't get along. It doesn't mean that we can't, as Christians, we're compelled to love Muslims and to love them as Christ loved them. At the same time, it doesn't mean that theologically we compromise. What's been amazing to me, though, Larry, is to see these Muslims who have come to the realization that Christ is God's only way of salvation. They've been baptized. They followed him boldly. And then they have gone back into their community, staying as long as they can in order to win as many as possible. Now, they're doing this at great risk to life and limb, and I've talked to them about this. They're not hiding their identity. They're looking for where people are going to respond from their own community. I talked to some fellows in Indonesia a few years ago who said they, when they were Muslims, they used to go to prayer five times a day at the mosque. Since they became followers of Jesus, they only go to prayer one time a day, and they go at the last prayer time at night, late at night. I said, why do you go then? They said, because we know the Muslims that go to prayer late at night are the ones that are the most desperate for salvation. And they're the ones that we tell about Jesus. So I heard that, and I wasn't worried about syncretism. I said, these guys are courageous witnesses. I said, how long do you think you'll be able to do this? I said, we don't know. We're going to do it until they kill us or they force us to leave. But that's our plan, is to win as many as we possibly can.
That kind of commitment to the gospel, I'm not sure if courage is the right word, although certainly would not misapply, but I've seen that in Christians who sometimes have even escaped from North Korea, which might even be a more closed society, if that's imaginable, than some of the Islamic societies, and they go back because they know people are dying and going to hell, and they want to bring that message of hope to people in such a hopeless situation. And when I read about the folks that you report on in A Wind in the House of Islam, and I think about whether or not it's really that important to me to tell people about Jesus Christ, I'm not sure I do that well when I ask what the answer is to that question.
Well, it is an unnatural response. You know, I talk to my friends here. My 84-year-old mother, God bless her, you know, she watches the news and she sees what's going on. They see what's going on. The natural response is fear, which leads to an anger, a hatred. And I've certainly felt it myself at times when I see the atrocities going on in the Muslim world. An unnatural response is to respond with the gospel of Jesus Christ, realizing that people who do the horrible things these people are doing, these are desperate people who are desperately lost. And as we've said, you know, the Apostle Paul was in the process of locking up Christians, or when he was Saul, was locking up and persecuting Christians, holding coats while Stephen was being stoned everywhere. And these are the kind of people, he was virtually a terrorist in his day.
Sure.
These are the kind of people who make the most wonderful apostles of Jesus Christ when they come to faith, because they're passionate believers. We just need them to passionately believe in the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Well, they're happening in all these different places that you describe. I got to tell you, there are some of these things that I might have had maybe the most general knowledge about, and oftentimes I knew nothing about some of the movements coming to Jesus Christ in various parts of the world. One of which I'd heard about the Muslims being slaughtered in Indonesia when a military government took over, but it certainly wasn't a Christian response. They just viewed it as a national security threat to have all these Muslims around, and I guess from their point of view it was. But that's not what also was going on in that country, in Indonesia. And you talked about some things that were happening there that I just had no idea about whatsoever. I thought it was either you were a Muslim or you were a Muslim without faith and hope. But what else was there in Indonesia? Well, eventually there's a lot else.
Well, there's a growing turning to Jesus Christ in Indonesia, still the largest Muslim country in the world. But there's been a longstanding practice of what they call Pancasila, which is five ways that you can practice your religion. And the problem they had in the 1960s was you had people who opted out of those five different religions, Hinduism, Buddhism, Catholicism, Protestantism, and, of course, Islam. But they were opting in for free thought, which was a code word for communism and atheism. And when they attempted in 1965, September 1965, they actually assassinated six generals the military took over the government, and then they collaborated with the Islamic majority to go and purge the country of these communist or suspected communist elements. Over the next year, going door to door, these vigilantes killed, low estimate 500,000, high estimate 1 million fellow Indonesians. And it was that bloodbath of violence that, and much of it was not directed at communists. They used it to extract revenge on people that they had grudges with. If there was someone, especially Chinese, who were some of the wealthier members of society, these vigilantes would go and kill them and take their property. And but it was a result of that extreme violence that shocked Indonesia that led over the next few years, 1967 to 1971, 2.8 million Indonesians were baptized into Christian churches.
Apparently, part of what drove them, as you point out, was the violence that they were seeing. And they said, well, if that's Islam, then I don't want anything
else. Many Muslims. We want to think that somehow when we see something terrible that all Muslims are that way, and the truth is the vast majority are not. They think they're doing the right thing. They think they're following God's will, but when they see these shocking atrocities, you know, beheadings, crucifixions, rapes, and bombings that are taking place, many Muslims are saying, like they did in Indonesia, they're saying, that's not what I signed up for. That's not what I thought Islam was. I thought it was about drawing close to God. Is there another way? And if we can provide to them hope, and we cannot be their enemies at that point, but we can be those who would show them the way. Say, look, we were sinners too. I'm from a bit of an Irish background. We Irish have killed our share of people, and we know what it's like to be savages. But in Jesus Christ, we find redemption, we find forgiveness, we find a new life. And Muslims can turn into the most wonderful, godly, Christ-like people you'd ever know. But they need Jesus in order to do that.
Well, let's suspend there for a moment. We'll take our break and come back for our last segment, talking with David Garrison, A Wind in the House of Islam. It's an account in his book of some very encouraging things that are happening. You can find it online, windinthehouse.org.
The best kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Well, if you've been with us earlier in the show, you would know that there are some good things happening in the world. In spite of the front page of your newspaper most days, there really are some powerful, continuing, good things that are happening. A Wind in the House of Islam by David Garrison reports on some of those things, some of those movements to Christianity in countries where it's to varying degrees dangerous to extremely dangerous to become a Christian. You can lose your job in some places. You can lose your neck in others. And yet people are coming all the same. Says quite a bit about their faith, because they're not coming with a sword in their hand. They're coming on bended knee before the King of Kings. And it is a thing that perplexes a lot of people in those countries that don't share their faith, at least not at that time. The people of Iran have been struggling for quite some time. I kind of was aware, because I'm old enough, of the stirring that was going on in Iran under President Carter. I didn't know that there was any Christian element to it, but I knew that there were young people, university students by and large, who were not happy with at first with the Shah, and then later they weren't happy with the mullahs. And the United States government just kind of decided to sit on the sidelines, and it strikes me that that was probably one of history's moments where we have to look back and say, man, we really blew it there. We left a lot of people in the lurch. There were people, as I recall, I think you might report on it, but I kind of recall myself hearing these protesters holding up signs saying, America, save us. Ugh.
Yeah, it's surprising today when I tell people that Iran is home to more Muslim movements to Christ than anywhere else in the world today. There are, we don't know how many. I mean, so let me just be very candid, very honest. The lowest estimates I hear are numbering now hundreds of thousands of Muslims coming to Christ in Iran and streaming out of Iran, because, as one of my colleagues, a fellow named Mark Bradley, has written a book entitled Too Many to Jail. That's been the response of the government. We can't jail all the Muslims who are turning to faith in Jesus Christ. So they're opening the door, periodically pushing them out of the country. And so you see them streaming into neighboring countries, in Turkey and into Europe. And consequently, we're seeing churches made up of Muslim background believers popping up all over the world. It's just remarkable.
Christian missionaries have often been sent on their way in that fashion. As I recall, the New Testament gives an account of the persecution of Christians in the book of Acts that probably we could say was the beginning of the first major missionary movement in the world.
And indeed,
it's the book of Acts is being reenacted in Iran, apparently, before our very eyes.
Indeed, it is remarkable what's happening. You know, we think we have culture wars going on here in America. They're nothing like the culture wars going on in Iran today. You know, you're either aligned with the government and aligned with the Islamic State, or like the vast majority of the population, you're suffering as a result of it. And it's among those masses of millions of Iranians that we're seeing an awakening to Christianity. And it's not just, sadly, not just Christianity. They're awakening to hedonism, to atheism, to drugs. Iran has the highest drug addiction rate in the world. So a lot of bad things are happening as the society is just churning, in some cases under the sanctions that they've experienced, but also under the oppression of an Islamic State. They wanted this for years and years, and when they finally got it, they realized, oh my goodness, this is not what we signed up for. And so many of them now are open to other pathways, and Christ is providing that pathway.
And once again, as in so many other places, you report that satellite TV and the Internet are providing avenues for the gospel that couldn't get there any other way.
Well, indeed. There are, of course, indigenous witnesses. There's an Armenian Christian community that's been there now for centuries. And there's been a spiritual awakening in that community. Many of them have come to personal faith in Christ, not just cultural relationship to Christianity. And out of that has emerged Assemblies of God churches in Iran and other Presbyterians, Anglicans, who have come to faith in Christ in Iran, who have just courageously shared their faith, and at great cost. Many of them have lost their lives taking the gospel to Muslims. They were told, you can worship freely as long as you don't share your faith with Muslims. And they said, we will not surrender the Great Commission to your government. And they paid the price for that. So I just want to make an adjustment to what you said, that there's not, you know, our role is a human role is not hardly there. It's all these other things that God is using. But the role of these courageous individuals, I just cannot neglect pointing out that these are heroes. We don't always know their name. We rarely know their names. But they are laying their lives on the line to bring Muslims to Christ.
Well, yeah, no, we must not neglect to mention them, whoever they are. God
exactly.
knows who they are. And so do they. And so do those that have come to faith by seeing their example, many times an example of blood, not shedding other people's, but their own. And yet we're, as you point out, this is an old spiritual battle. There's a historical context that helps understand some of these things. In the case of Tamerlan, the Boston bomber, his namesake was the Muslim conqueror terrorist Tamerlane. The spelling of the name almost the same. And apparently Tamerlan's parents were well aware of what they were naming their son. And he apparently, from what I can tell just by the news accounts, was pretty well aware of that. And these traditions don't go away easily. There's only one thing that seems to really overcome them, and that's the power of God changing people's lives.
Indeed. What we found, Larry, looking back through history, is that we're not living in a particularly violent era for Muslims. This violence has stretch back over 14 centuries. Mm-hmm. When you have a religion that advances by the power of the sword, you're going to have that happen. And Tamerlane, the original Tamerlane, lived back in the 14th century, died in 1305. He was responsible for the deaths of 5% of the Earth's population in his lifetime. And that was with no weapons of mass destruction. So when you think about that, what was going on in his lifetime, you compare it to what's happening today, we may be living in the best of times. This is not unusual to see violence go hand in hand with Islamic expansion.
One of the things that your account has emphasized, to my understanding, is the significant debt the West owes the people of Poland, who more than once have literally stood in the gap and held off Muslim armies, I guess more than once even near Vienna. But the Poles have been magnificent in their consistent, frequent defense of Christianity. And the communists were not able to overcome Christianity. Attila the Hun was not able to overcome it. The Poles are a remarkable people, and their testimony is one that I don't think is well enough known.
Well, I think there's a lot of stories like that that we in the West don't know, and largely because we've had the luxury of having an ocean between us and the old world. But the old world came to us in 9/11, 2001. And we're finding that we desperately need to learn the lessons of those who preceded us. And if we don't learn those lessons, we're going to be doomed to repeat the mistakes that many of them have made over the years. And much of the Muslim world today, the very heart of it, was long, long held by Christians. And it's a Christian stronghold. So if we're going to learn how to encounter the challenge that faces our generation, we would do well to learn from those who have gone before us.
We don't have a whole lot of time, but just to at least mention briefly, you point out that some of the same kinds of life and death, bloody struggles, result when Hinduism is confronted by Christianity, and even the current leader of India is kind of a Hindu purist. We might, from our perspective, call him an extremist. So there's a lot going on before our very eyes, and I'm just glad that you've recorded so much of this. A message of hope, really. A wind in the house of Islam, and P.S. In the rest of the world as well, I think. David Gatt.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.